Welcome back to AM Northwest. Our next guest is an expert in reading body language and discovered that some of the celebrities weren't quite telling the truth at last Sunday's Grammy Awards. So here with all the details, we welcome back behavioral investigator Vanessa Van Edwards. Nice to have you back.
Thanks. I was excited.
Let's start with Chris Brown, because yes. He was in a car accident and Ryan Seacrest asked him about it, and it didn't look like to some people that maybe he was being honest. Here was his pose, and now you tell us. Was he telling the truth about this being a paparazzi?
I was excited to see this because his accident happened less than 24 hours before the Grammys. And here he comes, and he's covering his vital organs, as we can see. And he's sort of, his shoulders are down. This is the classic guilty child pose, right? When kids are caught, they typically will do this because they're like, oh, I've been caught. I'm a little bit guilty. So he instantly goes into it before the interview even starts, and I'm going, we're going to be
And he knew he was going to be asked about it because it was all over the papers that the paparazzi caused him to crash his car into a wall.
Right.
I happened to see that, the red carpet interview with Ryan Seacrest, and I thought, Vanessa would say he's lying.
Right.
Or he doesn't, because he didn't want to talk about it. And he would normally say, yeah, the paparazzi pushed me into the wall.
Right.
And the other thing I noticed that you've told us about in the past, he's got his lips are pierced closed.
Yes. So,
he didn't want to speak.
So there's three things. Oh, Helen, good. I love it. Okay. All right. So first he shows this guilty pose, and my first red flag goes up. The rule is usually three red flags. Then as soon as Ryan Seacrest goes, you know, I want to ask you about that accident, he starts to purse his lips, which means he's holding back, gets a little bit nervous, he's rubbing his lips, and then he starts to do this, like, weird thing where that is literally his body is filled with nerves.
Yeah.
He kind of goes
It almost like he was stepping back.
He was he could see the nerves were just funneling through his body. And then he starts to explain, the car accident, and then the paparazzi. And he does that one-sided shoulder shrug as soon as he says paparazzi.
What does that mean?
That was the kiss of death. That one-sided shoulder shrug is one of the most stereotypically statistical clues to deceit. So usually when people do it, it means they're lying.
You're kicked off of every jury you've ever been called for.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. As soon as I say what I do, they're like, juror number seven.
We'd like to excuse
her. We want her out.
All right, now Paris Hilton, similar poses with Paris Hilton.
Yes, okay, so see the same pose is right when Paris Hilton was released from jail, this little, I was guilty, I'm so sorry pose. So you can see it, the same pose that Chris Brown made. A lot of celebrity inmates, when they leave jail, Lindsay Lohan makes that pose, because it's a classic guilty pose.
Wow, I love that. Okay, now Trey Songz, also interviewed by Ryan Seacrest on the red carpet.
Actually, Juliana Rancic.
Oh, sorry, Juliana.
Yes.
I think he is adorable.
He's so cute.
Yeah, he is so cute. Now, he mentioned that he had a crush on Kelly Rowland.
Yes, so he was real calm in the first part of the interview, lots of smiles, and then as soon as Juliana goes, you know, I want to ask you about something you said, he puts his hands up to his lips, which is usually nerves, and we do this and we don't want to literally say no evil.
Right.
You speak no evil. So he puts it up and I go, uh-oh, he's nervous. And then she says, well, do you have a crush on Kelly Rowland? You said that after the Super Bowl. And he brings his hand down and he goes right back into natural and he goes, yeah, I think she's a great girl. She's a kind soul. And so he shows the same body language. So I think he really does have a crush on her. That's not media hype.
That's true. Right,
Adele wins and seems surprised. Mm-hmm. Was she really? Here's a look.
So look at that. Look at that face. So this is actually...
Surprised or goosed?
This is surprised, shocked, right? So, you know, I always love to look at who's going to be really surprised if they won or not. And a lot of people ask me, you know, are they staged? Are they fake? Do people know what they're winning? She did not know. I mean, this is like utter shock. When your mouth drops, your loose jaw, and your eyebrows go up, that is complete surprise and shock. So she had no idea she was going to win. I think she thought that last year was her year. She won a lot of Grammys last year, and this year she was out. And so I was really pleased that she was so surprised.
I'm going to guess if she thought she was going to win, she would have worn a different dress.
You didn't hear it from me.
You
didn't hear it from me.
She also was sweet and went over to Rihanna when she won, you know, and said sorry about that or whatever she said. But it seemed like she was just being respectful to Rihanna.
She really, I think, thought it wasn't her year. I think she thought it was not. I'd given up my turn. It's someone else's turn. So I think it was really sweet, actually, to see that kind of surprise.
LL Cool J hosted.
Yeah.
Do you think he was excited to be there, happy to be hosting? What do you think?
I think for the most part, he did a really good job. But there was something that I'm pretty sure he was uncomfortable with. And it was that clip they showed of him at American Bandstand with Dick Clark.
Dick Clark, yeah.
And it was a little embarrassing. I mean, he had his hair a little weird. And, And they pan back to him, and he does what's called a ventilator. He's pulling out his tie from his neck, and people do this when they're nervous because the blood rushes to their skin when they're feeling adrenaline or nerves. So he was actually caught right before the camera trying to ventilate, get some air. Also, the suprasternal notch, which is this notch right here, is what we do when we're feeling uncomfortable. So people often, men will touch their ties, which rests over their notch.
Oh, so I see women do this a lot.
It's usually because they're trying to self-comfort. A little bit nervous.
Because you're stressing him out.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Right. All right, was Carrie nervous. Underwood surprised by her win?
Okay, so this is interesting. I would have expected that Carrie would have been surprised. Not at all. She did not show one ounce of surprise. In fact, she just showed relief, which is a very different thing. So when they announced her, she kind of went, and did that like long breath out. You can see she's in the middle of it now in that picture. This is interesting because I think that there was a lot of pressure on her to win this award. I think she had an inkling she was going to win, and she was nervous about winning it because she wanted to make sure she did. So she didn't show any surprise at all. She was relieved.
Frank Ocean won. And we all know Chris Brown is not a fan of Frank Ocean. They had a fight not that long ago in a parking lot. And tell us about what happened here.
Okay, so first two things, right? They have all the guys up who are up for, I think it was Urban Contemporary Artist. Yeah. They have all the guys up and they announce, okay, Frank Ocean is the winner. And Frank Ocean looked surprised, but you know who looked more surprised? Was Chris Brown. Chris Brown showed open mouth surprise, which is not a good thing. You don't want to be like,
he expected to win.
He expected to win, and he definitely didn't expect Frank Ocean to win. So that was the first red flag. And then everyone else stands up for Frank Ocean. You can see in the picture, the only one sitting is Chris Brown.
Yeah, that was
not
completely
clapping.
Rude. That was even beyond body language. Completely
ultimate
rude.
Ultimate body language display of I don't
You
care.
Are good at this. We have to have you back soon.
Yes,
thanks
please.
For being here today. We appreciate it.